SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sementara perayaan malam tahun baru di seluruh dunia dibatalkan, para teknisi kembang api bersiap untuk pertunjukan kembang api di Sydney yang terkenal. Hal ini pendengar terlepas dari peningkatan kasus harian COVID-19 di New South Wales. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Ariana Lucente. Di seluruh dunia, perayaan malam tahun baru telah dibatalkan, menyusul lonjakan kasus COVID-19 yang didorong oleh varian Omicron. Namun di Sydney, kerumunan orang diperkirakan akan berkumpul di tempat-tempat strategis di kota itu guna menyaksikan pertunjukan kembang api yang terkenal yang diluncurkan dari Harbour Bridge, Opera House, dan juga perahu-perahu tongkang. Jumlah kasus harian COVID di New South Wales, pendengar, telah melonjak, di mana ada sebanyak 12.226 infeksi baru dan 746 pasien rawat inap yang dilaporkan pada hari Kamis 30 Desember. Namun hal ini tidak menghalangi pengerjaan persiapan di menit-menit terakhir pertunjukan oleh para teknisi ahli kembang api. Sebuah tim yang terdiri dari 50 orang dari bisnis keluarga 40 International Fireworks akan meluncurkan sebanyak 6 ton kembang api di dua pertunjukan, yakni pada pukul 9 malam dan tengah malam. Pemilik perusahaan, Fortunato Foti, mengatakan acara tersebut menandai 25 tahun sejak membuat pertunjukan Sydney Harbour.
There'll be basically 25,000 shooting comets from the Sydney Harbour Bridge alone, and in excess of 9,000 aerial fireworks. We're hoping that obviously it's been a tough 2 years for the events industry, and we're hoping that this is the start of a great year for the events industry and everyone else for 2022, and we look forward to doing the 25th one, which is just as exciting as doing the first.
Program ini, pendengar, mencakup upacara asap yang sakral, efek proyeksi dan pencahayaan di Harbour Foreshore, tampilan Welcome to the Country, soundtrack dan juga pertunjukan, serta tentu saja kembang api saat tengah malam. Bentuk paus, kubus, bunga matahari, angin yang berputar-putar, dan juga kembang api yang berubah warna adalah beberapa hal yang diharapkan ditampilkan dalam pertunjukan tersebut. Sementara duo musik elektronik pemenang ARIA Award, The Presets, telah menciptakan soundtrack untuk pertunjukan pada tengah malam. Namun perayaan ini akan terlihat sedikit berbeda. Ke-31 titik untuk acara tersebut ditiketkan dan harus dipesan sebelumnya, yang berarti masyarakat tidak bisa datang begitu saja pada malam pertunjukan. Produser eksekutif acara-acara besar kota Sydney, Stephen Gilby, mengatakan langkah-langkah ini dimaksudkan guna menjaga masyarakat tetap aman.
Of course, New Year's Eve is a perfect time to reflect on the year that's been. This year, Sydney New Year's Eve brings us the celebration we've been looking forward to through two very difficult years. But to keep everyone safe, our celebrations will be different this year. That Sydney tradition of camping out by Circular Quay from 6 a.m. to get a front row seat won't be happening this year. All vantage points in the CBD will be pre-booked and ticketed, as will most vantage points around the harbour.
Masyarakat yang menikmati pertunjukan malam tahun baru didorong agar telah divaksinasi sepenuhnya dan mengenakan masker jika mereka tidak dapat menjaga jarak. Kepala Dinas Kesehatan New South Wales, Dr. Kerry Chant, mendesak masyarakat untuk tetap waspada di tengah meningkatnya infeksi COVID.
What individuals can do is not go out and about when you've got symptoms. Get tested instead. Be cautious around, those big events. You know, if someone says, how about we go and book out, you know, book a venue, say, is it a well-ventilated venue? You know, when you're there, ask people to keep the windows open. Simple things like that can really reduce the risk. So I think it's important that the community knows that they can take active steps to keep themselves and their loved ones safe.
Sementara itu, Premier New South Wales, Dominic Perrottet, mengatakan dirinya tetap pada keputusannya untuk melonggarkan pembatasan pada awal Desember ketika varian Omicron memasuki negara bagian ini. Ia mengatakan Australia kini telah memasuki tahap hidup berdampingan dengan virus ini.
People have now come out, taken that vaccination, and now we're in the phase of opening up. There'll be different issues. You say things have come our way now. I'm sure there are things that we have not envisaged today that will come our way next year over the course of the next 12 months. What we have to be as a government is agile, adapt the circumstance, adapt the messaging to the changes that we're seeing. And I'm very confident where New South Wales sits today, based on our vaccination rate, based on the efforts that everyone's made, that we're going to lead the nation out of the pandemic.
Tetapi ahli penyakit menular Robert Boy mengatakan, dirinya tidak akan menghadiri acara yang dapat menjadi penyebar virus, seperti misalnya perayaan Tahun Baru, dan berharap agar masyarakat menggunakan akal sehat mereka.
It's a daily exercise in checking whether we've got enough control with simple common sense practical measures. A lot of people are doing extra things themselves. They're not going to as many functions. They're going for shorter periods. If they do, they do it outside. They wear a mask. People are taking precautions. I won't be going to a New Year's Eve event. That's super spreader. But some people will be, and I'm not saying cancel that. I'm just saying be really careful.
Rangkuman berita ini, pendengar, disusun oleh Ariana Lucente untuk SBS News dan diproduksi oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesian.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.